About the middle of the day, I got a call from Jim Baker over at the hospital, and he said, get over here. I went over to the hospital, GW, and went up to the president's room, and Jim was outside the room with Mrs. Reagan, and her Secret Service agent there. And Jim said, Max, he said, I want you to stay here until I tell you to leave. I didn't understand. Mrs. Reagan was all upset, of course, and he said that Senator Thurmond had come over to the hospital and had talked his way in past the lobby up to the president's room. He's in intensive care. Tubes coming out of his nose and his eye, or his nose and his throat, and tubes in his arms and everything, and said that Strom Thurmond had talked his way past the Secret Service into his room. And Mrs. Reagan was outraged, distraught. She couldn't believe her eyes. And he said, you know, those guys are crazy. They've come over here and trying to get a picture in front of the hospital and trying to get an interview, trying to talk to the president when he may be on his deathbed. He said, you stay here until I tell you to leave. And he said, if any congressman or senator comes around here, he said, make sure the Secret Service doesn't let anybody up, even on this floor, he said, if you see them. So I stayed there for about 3 days, 4 days, until he came out of intensive care. And then after
about... You stayed there around the clock?
No, I went home and went to bed about 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
And did somebody come back take your post while you were sleeping?
Well, I don't know what happened between them. Nobody came from the White House, but
right.
I think they locked down the place.
I see.
And I'd come back in the morning and stay during the day. And after about the third or fourth day, Jim called and he said, Max, he said, the doctors think that he can have visitors now. And he said the first one that we're going to honor is Tip O'Neill. So he said Tip will be down there this morning and said, you disregard my orders, you let him in.
Did you have to ward anybody else off?
Nobody got to the second floor that I know of after that. I think the Secret Service was properly chastised. And I don't think my presence was necessary, but Jim Baker was not taking any chances.
Sure.
Because some of those guys are pretty persuasive. They come down there and flash their Senate credentials. That's what Thurmond did. So anyway, Tip came down and...
he probably said when President Lincoln was shot up.
Yeah, they took him across there and laid him on there. I bet you anything that people were in there getting pictures of him. I'll bet you anything. Did he have cameras? Sure they had cameras.
Yeah.
So Tip came down, and he did go in, and it was rather poignant. I stayed in the room, and Mrs. Reagan, I think she slipped out. I don't think she was in there, but Tip got down on his knees next to the bed and said a prayer for the president, and he held his hand and kissed him, and they said a prayer together. The one about, what's it, walking still waters and the psalm. What's that?
23rd psalm.
23rd psalm. Mm-hmm. And the speaker stayed there quite a while. They never talked too much. And I just heard him say the prayer, and then I heard him say, God bless you, Mr. President. We're all praying for you. And the speaker was crying. And the president still... I think was a little, he was obviously sedated, but I think he knew it was a speaker because he said, I appreciate you coming down, Tip. And he held his hand, sat there by the bed and held his hand for